This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado representatives split on party lines as the U.S. House passed a bill supporting same-sex and interracial marriage. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
All Democratic members of Colorado's House delegation voted in support of the bill, while GOP members voted against it. 47 Republicans voted with Democrats to pass the bill. In a statement, Republican Ken Buck called the vote theater. He said the Supreme Court clearly stated in the case that led to Roe being overturned that marriage is a settled issue, and quote, I believe them. But in his concurring opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas said the court should revisit its decision on contraception and same-sex marriage. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Pueblo Chemical Depot is wrapping up the second of three phases to destroy stockpiled chemical weapons. KRCC's Eli Janes reports.
The plant in Pueblo is one of two facilities in the nation tasked with destroying the country's remaining chemical weapons. In all, three types are being destroyed there, all containing mustard gas. The plant has just about 10% of its stockpile left to get rid of, after destroying more than 2,000 tons of chemical weapons since 2016. Eli Janes, KRCC News.
In Glenwood Springs, a farmer's market is closing after a dispute with the city. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
The Glenwood Springs downtown market was a mainstay on Tuesday afternoons and evenings for 17 years. But organizer Cindy Savatos says she found the city's newly created rules unreasonable, including paring down the number of booths. The changes came on the heels of a propane leak at one booth in June that resulted in a burn injury. City staff will now look at options to create a new downtown market. I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
Traffic slowdowns through Glenwood Canyon today as crews make repairs along Interstate 70. This is CPR News and KRCC.